this is an issue that's faced by a number of groups and community centres across the county. There just isn't the transport available for people, in particular with mobility issues. So any support groups or community groups that are put on for people with long-term illnesses or trying to address social isolation amongst older people, there's always an issue around transport. The local link service that exists is not good enough. It doesn't actually pick up people where they need to be, obviously. And so transport is a constant challenge for people with mobility issues in particular.
And while this donation will go some way as a resolution, ultimately a national response is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this donation is just a short-term fix covering, you know, private transport and taxis that allow people with wheelchairs to get into them. But a national response is needed. Now, there has been CLAR funding announced to address this issue, and they are for voluntary groups. So we're working towards, I suppose, an application for that fund to service the whole Milford, Fannet, Roskill area. And we hope that we'll be successful in doing that. But this is something that needs to be looked at in a more strategic way.
And these groups themselves, these support groups, it's vital for those who avail of them.
It is an incredibly vital lifeline for them, particularly for people who have been housebound for the past 2 years because of the pandemic, because of their own vulnerabilities due to their medical conditions. These community groups, these support groups, are just incredibly important for them to get out of the house. And in particular for the Swilly Malloy MS support group, you know, for most of them, it is the only time that they actually get out of the house. So addressing this issue of transport and enabling people to avail of the services that are put on by both the HSE and community groups is incredibly important.